All right, let me jump on into the Right Side Way opening monologue, and I'll just remind you guys that every single day, the Right Side Way monologue is brought to you by Stan McDonald, attorney at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee. Stan McDonald, practicing law for over 30 years, and y'all, he is the sponsor daily of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about him in just a minute. All right, let me get started here and just say these are weird times in which we live, right? They are. They're weird. And to some degree, these are unprecedented times in many ways. Perhaps there's no more present example of the weirdness of our times than the battle that's going on in our courtrooms, because the battle is not so much now about the merits of the cases in our courtrooms as it is about the abuses of the justice system taking place in our courtrooms, and even about the courtrooms themselves. There have been numerous attacks on the rule of law, the use of law, the judiciary itself, mostly by the left. And before I go much further, I need to call out the hypocrisy of the left in the recent debate over judges making rulings. You see, we're currently seeing debate about the far-reaching, perhaps overreaching, rulings that portend to enjoin the Trump administration on a nationwide level. Federal district court judges have been issuing injunctions against economic policy, DOGE efforts, immigration and deportation policies, military policies, hiring and firing policies. The list goes on. The left will use the courts to their advantage and then rail against Trump's team for daring to question. But the hypocrisy is deeper than their arguments. It was not so long ago, if you recall, the Supreme Court of the United States suffered a left-wing leak about the pending Roe v. Wade decision, and the left went bananas. They were calling for judges to resign. They wanted to pack the court to have extra justices. They just went on and on and on about it. They even went to the point of having protesters marching on Supreme Court justices' homes in an effort to intimidate them. One individual was actually arrested for plotting to murder Justice Brett Kavanaugh, traveled all the way from California to do it. But the left is now screaming because Trump has dared to appeal overreaching judicial orders. Like I said, weirdness and hypocrisy. But let's also not forget, though, when the President of the United States, Donald Trump, was indicted by an activist state district attorney on supposed federal campaign finance documentation violations. There's a sentence for you. Violations that had already been dismissed by the DOJ and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. That same state-level DA, Alvin Bragg, remember him, backed by George Soros, had already had a stated policy of not prosecuting crime and yet publicly stated his bias and dislike of Trump. Even campaigned on the idea of getting Trump. But hey, nothing to see here. Just a good guy sticking to the bad guy, right? Because, you know, no one's above the law, the left said. Yeah, these are weird times indeed. Meanwhile, there were no charges pressed for Hillary Clinton paying to have the Steele dossier prepared and disseminated to benefit her campaign. There were no charges for Joe Biden having the assistance of media to shut down the Hunter Biden laptop story during his campaign. I mean, there should be no wonder by anyone as to why conservatives feel like we look at a two-tier justice system too often. But the activist DAs have now taken a back seat in the headlines to the activist judges in the federal district courts. Now, having said that, let me clarify something again. A ruling that I don't like does not make the judge an activist. It doesn't. I'm a firm believer in the sanctity of the rule of law, and so are the vast majority of men and women who wear the black robes of a judge. The idea that everything in a courtroom has to go the way that I want it to is just simply not realistic. But where we have a problem too often today is judges who take the bench with an obvious bias and then rule first on bias and second on the law. And we've seen that of late. We have seen judges who have ruled against Trump policies who have a prior history of activism on the same ideological positions that are in front of them with the Trump cases. Those judges should have recused. All that does when they do that is disenfranchise the average American from trusting in the legal system. And then, oh, by the way, then come the calls to impeach and the calls to reform and the calls to dox them. But we're not the left, y'all. We can't go down those roads willy-nilly. Those ideas are not always grounded in good order and discipline. In the absence of illegal, immoral, or unethical conduct, which is proven in accordance with the canons of judicial ethics, we are stuck with having to use the actual system to appeal those rulings. But the Trump admin has been doing just that, doing it quite effectively, actually. And there's no laying down on this. There is no acquiescence here. The Trump team is using every means available to fight back against judicial rulings, some of which were wrong and some of which were just purely activist. Now let's talk about what I define as an activist judge for a minute. Let's take, for instance, federal judge Anna Reyes. Federal District Court Judge Anna Reyes is an activist extraordinaire. She is on record as having stated that the only of the two sexes, that the idea of only two sexes is not biologically correct. Wow. She's openly gay herself. She has served on the board of organizations that promote abortion. She's even calling abortion a necessity. She was a panelist on microaggressions a few years ago at a conference, which also made DEI one of its prime focuses. Reyes gave over $38,000 personally to Democrat candidates and causes, including an organization that openly battles Trump by giving to anyone that has suffered from his mean tweets. Judge Reyes previously served as an activist attorney who assisted illegal alien asylum seekers to stay in the U.S. Look, knowing all of that, you have to wonder, how is it that Judge Reyes didn't feel the need to recuse herself when the case before her was to decide whether or not the Trump administration could bar transgenders from military service? She is so obviously biased. But she is now being appealed after issuing a nationwide injunction against the Trump administration's efforts to bar transgenders from military service. SecDef Pete Hegseth, he said she ought to come down to Fort Benning and work with the Ranger Regiment since she knows so much about military strategy. But then there was last night. Last night and today, by the way. Last night, we got a ruling from the Supreme Court, a ruling that seemed to indicate that the left can scream all it wants to, but the system still has some checks and balances in place. A judicial system that may, in fact, work when it's used properly. Federal District Court Judge Boasberg, who has famously attempted to shut down the Trump admin's efforts to deport illegal alien criminal gang members, was just backhanded by SCOTUS. His injunction was lifted, and the Trump administration can now move forward with packing up the Trinidad and MS-13 gang members that they find and shipping them off to El Salvador's Cicot prison under the 1798 Alien Enemies Act. In a 5-4 majority opinion, the Supreme Court granted the Trump administration's request to lift Judge Boasberg's stay. That's huge, y'all. It's massive. Trump's legal team had argued that the lower court had injected itself unnecessarily, maybe even recklessly, into the constitutional authorities of the president to protect the nation from the foreign terrorist organizations like MS-13 and Trinidad and Tobago. Well, the court agreed. Attorney General Pam Bondi called it a victory for the rule of law. And she went on to say that what she called an activist judge in Washington, D.C. does, quote, not have the jurisdiction to seize control of President Trump's authority to conduct foreign policy and keep American people safe. She also added, Pam Bondi did, that the Department of Justice will continue fighting in court to make America safe again. Look, the bottom line is this. I'm an attorney. I am. As an attorney, I believe strongly that my job is to zealously pursue and defend my client's interests, but I also know that sometimes I have to advise my clients that what they feel is not the same as what they can sue for. This is why lawyers are sometimes referred to as counselors, because we are actually giving counsel, both good and bad. But I should also say that I take pride in my profession. As an officer of the court, I was sworn in having already provided all the necessary background checks, the fingerprinting, all of it. And I am sworn to also maintain my license by taking annual continuing legal education, which must by law include ethics. And I'm not alone. It's the same for anyone else who practices law. And I'll be honest with you. Maybe I'm just a small-town Alabama lawyer. Maybe I'm not the district attorney of Manhattan with George Soros funding my campaign. Or a federal district court judge with years of rulings behind me. But I do believe that all of us in the profession of law are to be held to the same type of rigorous standards and rules of conduct as anyone else. The even and unbiased application of the rule of law is supposed to be the rule of law. And sometimes it's not just the client that needs to hear things they don't want to hear. Sometimes the lawyer needs to be told things that go contrary to their notions, and sometimes maybe the judge needs to step back, objectively look at a case or a prosecution, and make sure they don't have their own grievances and emotions and politics and prejudices all wrapped up in it. Because the rule of law is supposed to be sacred. It is. It's a part of who we are as a nation. It's what keeps us from becoming the Lord of the Flies. And it only works if it's actually unbiased and even in its application. We got to get rid of activist judges. We got to find a solution to this. And I got a few ideas I'll share with you in a minute. But the bottom line is this. The rule of law cannot be abandoned, but it also cannot be superseded by activists wearing robes. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way.